This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "But in those days, after that time of distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Promised One coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then the angels will be sent to gather the elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Take the fig tree as parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the Promised One is near, right at the door. The truth is, before this generation has passed away, all these things will have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it. Neither the angels of heaven, nor the only begotten. No one but Abba God. Be constantly on the watch. Stay awake. You do not know when the appointed time will come. It is like people traveling abroad. They leave their home and put the workers in charge, each with a certain task. And those who watch at the front gate are ordered to stay on the alert. So stay alert. You do not know when the owner of the house is coming, whether at dusk, at midnight, when the cock crows, or at early dawn. Do not let the owner come suddenly catch you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay alert. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So about a week ago, I was in a meeting for Together New Orleans. We were preparing for a press conference and an interview with a local reporter. And as we were getting ready, we asked ourselves two questions. What makes what we are doing in Together New Orleans different? What is unique about the work we share? And one of our answers is that we are trying to approach local governance differently. Too often, we view local government, and I'd say federal and state government too, as a spectator sport. We vote for someone, if we vote, and then we sit back and we hope for the best. And if our elected officials do what we want, we cheer them on and we vote for them again. And if they don't do what we want, we boo them and we vote for somebody else next time. We treat local governance as a spectator sport. Sit back, we just hope for the best. But in Together New Orleans, we don't want to sit back, hope. We want to live our hopes so they become reality. We don't want local governance to be a spectator sport. We want it to be a participatory practice. Something we all actively engage in because there are issues that we really, really care about. And we have hopes that we want to become reality. The issues we work on cross political boundaries, and they affect the well-being of all the people who call the greater New Orleans area home. We dream of a city where people are not leaving in droves because they cannot find jobs in their fields or earn a living wage. We dream of a city where insurance is not putting people in debt, causing them to lose their homes, or forcing some people out of retirement and back into work. We dream of a city that has backup solar panel power so that when electrical outages inevitably occur, the most vulnerable are protected, especially our seniors who are homebound, who if they lose power for more than a day, they might die. We dream of a city made whole for all the people who call it home. Because we want this dream to be a reality, we're trying to change how we do local governance. It cannot be a spectator sport. Not if we want these dreams to come true. At Together New Orleans, we don't want to sit back and hope for the best. We want to live our hopes so fully that they become reality. This is one of the things that I really love about the work we do in TNO. And it's one of the things that I love best about our scripture lessons for today. Isaiah presents a dream of a world made whole, a world in which peace is so assured that people take their weapons of war and violence and they transform them into the tools of agriculture. Swords become plowshares and spears become pruning hooks. The people believe so strongly in the peace that they live, that they don't just lay down their weapons. They melt them, beat them, transform them into something new. Weapons of death become instruments of life. Isaiah presents a dream of a world made whole. But the people who first heard this dream from Isaiah would have viewed it as nothing more than fiction, an impossibility. There was no way that that kind of dream could come true. See, the book of Isaiah is written over the course of the Assyrian, Babylonian, and Persian empires. And each new empire brought a fresh dose of war, exile, violence, death. At any moment, Isaiah's people might be sent to war in far-off lands, called on to defend their kingdom, their homes, families, or ripped out of their homes, sent into exile. These were people who did not have the will, dream of a world in which they could lay down their weapons. The dream of a world in which weapons of death could be transformed into instruments of life was nothing more than fiction. It was not a hope they could even imagine. Yet, Isaiah dreams. And this dream is not fiction. For the dream that Isaiah dreams is not his. It is the dream of God. The dream of a world made whole, a world so assured of peace that you don't just lay down your weapons, you transform them into instruments of life. This is the dream of God. This vision that Isaiah presents of a world of peace is not a fiction he invents. It is the vision given to him by God. This is God's dream. And as people of faith, we do not just sit back and hope for the best when it comes to God's dreams. We live the hope of God so fully that it becomes reality. In our gospel lesson, when Jesus tells us to watch for God's hour, he does not tell us to sit back and do nothing, hope for the best. His words call us to action and attention. Stay awake. Stay alert. Do not let the owner come suddenly find you asleep. Jesus does not want God to find us sitting back hoping for the best. He wants us alert, awake, and active, living God's hopes so fully they become reality. So my siblings, God has invited you into the dream that God dreams. God invites you to live the hopes of God into reality. So this Advent season, how will you make God's dreams come true? How will you live God's hope into reality? If the dream of God you share is a city made whole, will you live that hope into reality by participating in things like Together New Orleans, by helping reform this city into a place of wholeness for all? If the dream of God that you share is a world in which every valley is full and all people are fed, will you live that hope into reality by donating food to our little free pantry, the Second Harvest, by volunteering at Bethlehem's community table, by advocating for more affordable grocery stores, so we don't have food deserts in our city anymore? If the dream of God that you share is a world in which immigrants are not hiding in fear right now or being sent to camps, will you live that hope into reality by caring for and protecting the immigrants you know, by contacting our elected officials to advocate for protection for the immigrants in this place? The dream of God you share is a world of understanding and compassion. Will you live that hope into reality by engaging in conversation and learning with those who are different from you, who have different opinions than you do? Will you believe the best rather than assuming the worst about others? If the dream of God that you share is a you that is healthy in body and in spirit, will you live that hope into reality by prioritizing your mental, physical, and spiritual health? If the dream of God you share is an earth that is healthy, will you live that hope into reality by transforming the weapons that hurt this planet into the tools that bring life? Will you recycle your glass into sand that restores coastlines? Will you invest in renewable sources of energy? Will you reduce, reuse, and recycle? You lay down your swords, pick up your shovels, plant a garden. If the dream of God you share, the world in which all people don't just know of, but experience the love of God, will you live that hope into reality by loving unconditionally as God? My siblings, our God dreams of a world made whole. This dream is far more than fiction. It is the hope we are called to live. how will you make God's dreams come? How will you live hope into reality?